The Tucson Fire Department is developing a new program that responds to the traumatic stress firefighters might experience on daily calls. The Peer Operational Support Team is a collaborative effort between the University of Arizona and the Fire Department. Tucson Fire is working with Patricia Haynes, an assistant professor and clinical psychologist. Their teamwork has resulted in the creation of a peer response program that Haynes says better addresses the individual needs of firefighters.
Team of firefighters that go out to their fellow firefighters after particularly painful, potentially painful incidents. They call them critical incidents. Maybe something like a childhood death or some other form of call that might take a particular toll on a person. They go out, they respond to the individual needs of the fellow firefighter, as well as have a couple of follow-up interviews later on.
Before the peer response program, the Tucson Fire Department used a different method that called for a person who experienced a traumatic event, such as a shooting, to sit down in a group setting and talk about the situation shortly after it happened. Firefighter Chris Dawn says that wasn't working for Tucson Fire.
People who maybe don't want to be involved in the process of sitting down with everybody, going through the call again, reliving the situation and talking about how it affected them emotionally, I think responds better to this program.
Scientific literature supports the idea that people have individual needs after a traumatic event, and debriefing can do more harm than good. Haynes, the psychologist, says it often takes 30 to 60 days for the effects of a traumatic event to hit a person, and says that's why it's critical to follow up with a firefighter once he or she has had time to process the experience. Captain John Gulotta is in charge of health and safety for Tucson Fire.
One thing I tell everybody, firefighters start off before they come to shift as a father, a husband, or a business owner, before they come to work as a firefighter. And when we leave our job, we're still all of those things. And we bring with us, you know, the bad things sometimes or the memories of those calls. And we want to make sure that we process them and leave them at work so when we go home to our families or to our children that we're able to focus on them and focus on those day-to-day life activities.
He says the department's new program is not training firefighters to be therapists. Rather, it's training them to be active listeners and responders.
But the biggest thing is they're trained on how to direct them to the right specialist and giving them the information and the direction for them so that they can find the right help to take care of the problems or what may be on their mind.
Gulotta says there are two crew members trained in the peer operational support team method on each shift. He says Tucson Fire is still working on the program, but eventually wants to share it with other fire departments.
The idea behind it is if this is the right thing and this is the best thing for Southern Arizona, this is what we want, not just for Tucson Fire, but it is for firefighters.
A grant from the University of Arizona is helping to fund the program. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.